That Man.
And welcome back with a Boo That Man. I'm your host, Evan. I'm up here in the studio with Ryan Marcus and my boy, Kirk Jones. If you thought we were going to welcome you in with a friendly one-liner, you are mistaken. We have a jam-packed Bobcat Radio for you. I'm salivating at the mouth here. I had to control Ryan Marcus, Kirk Jones. He was up here in the booth early just getting ready, and we are off and running as the men's and women's golf team. The men's golf team is going to head to New Mexico State for the Herb Wimberly Intercollegiate Invitational. Men's have had a little bit of an off period. The women's team had an OU Invitational, and they're playing actually today. Yesterday, they set a record on the course and for the Bobcats with a 282 on the day. And so the golf team getting it done up in Norman.
Hey, I wish I was playing some golf right now. That sounds pretty good to me. But they're just following suit like all the other Texas State teams. We're definitely getting into that right now. But Texas State athletics have really been performing at their peak this year.
We have quite a statistic to share with you. The Texas State Bobcats, since starting Sunbelt Conference play in all sports, have not lost a single Sunbelt Conference game yet this year.
That's crazy. I know the volleyball team is on fire right now. They can't be stopped.
6-0.
Same thing with the soccer team right now, boys. They are tearing it up, and that's who we're going to talk about next. As I was calling the game out on the pitch yesterday, my man Ryan Marcus was making it happen for us as they beat 2-1 in overtime the Appalachian State Mountaineers right here at Bobcat Soccer Complex. What a game it was. You had scoring from your big names and Lindsey Curry. Torrey Hale buried it. Curry with the assist. And then how about Jordan Brown coming from the far side and burying that one in overtime?
First goal of the season.
Of the season.
But that's the goal that she needed. It put the Bobcats away. You know, the last time they went to overtime, they happened to fall to the UTSA Roadrunners in a similar fashion. Fortunate to see the tides have turned this go around, and it's good to see someone else stepped up. Like you mentioned, we had Hale and we had Curry, but we need someone else. We say it every week.
Yeah, Curry finally stepping up there. She was the go-to player last year and hasn't had as good a season as she did last year, but it's good to see her, you know, contribute and get those goals. And Torrey Hale always is pass first player, getting a couple assists. So it's good to see them get an overtime win like that, or a close win like that.
It was nasty. It was from the far corner of the box, and Jordan Brown just left-footed it right into the back of the twine. Torrey Hale recorded her fourth goal on the year, ties her for first in goals with Lindsey Curry. She has 10 points on the season. Lindsey Curry had an assist that gives her 11, and then Jordan Brown with, I believe, 3 points on the season now, several assists in that game-winning goal.
And it seemed like the Appalachian State Mountaineers kind of dominated for a little bit, didn't they?
In hockey, you keep your goal. You keep your first goal and stuff, like the puck. Do you keep the soccer ball if you're a Jordan Brown? Do you keep that soccer ball, boys?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I would love to. Yeah, definitely.
I would keep that soccer ball.
Or you can just spike it like Tom Brady did at Did y'all see that?
Yeah, Julian Edelman tried to give it to him. He's like, nah, I don't want it.
You got to play a little hot potato before you spike the ball, though.
He didn't want to spike it. Looking at the upcoming schedule for the Bobcats, they're going to host South Alabama this Friday right here at 7 p.m. at Bobcat Soccer Complex. And then on Sunday, we host Troy.
The big game.
That is going to be the biggest game for the soccer team coming up. The soccer team is currently 3-0 in Sunbelt Conference play. They are 8-3-1 during the regular season. If you go to the Sunbelt Conference website, it shows the statistics. They don't have Texas State in first right now. They're updating the website because they have it on overall record. It should be done Sunbelt Conference record, and the Bobcats are the only other team out there that are undefeated right now besides, I believe, Georgia Southern, or is it Troy?
I believe Troy was the second in the standings, but that was also, like you said, based on the
overall record.
But I will be on the call on that game Sunday. Definitely tune in. It's going to be quite an packed one. If you can make it out to the game, definitely do it.
Excuse me. The only other undefeated team in the Sun Belt is Georgia Southern, and we will play them at the second-to-last game of the season on the 24th of October. So make sure you come out for that one. We have a five-game homestand. We just beat Appalachian State. South Alabama, Troy, University of Louisiana, Monroe, ULA, Lafayette. What's y'all's record for the remaining four games here at home? I'm thinking we need 4-0
in
the remaining 4-0 here.
I think it's possible. I think the game against Troy will really be the telling sign. They're one of the better teams in the conference.
I think they'll go 3-1. I think they'll lose that one to Troy and then bounce back and win their other conference games. And I think they'll be go to the Chez Sunbelt Championship this year. I think it'll be them against Troy if the matchup doesn't sets up right and in the Sunbelt tournament.
I'm telling you right now that I'm hearing rumors that the soccer team's good enough to go to the NCAA tournament. And if they do, you better believe I'll be there for a rematch against UT.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to see because no matter what sport we play, we're always going to play UT first just because it's of the area and, you know.
The choice of words I would use to describe the Longhorns are not appropriate, so I will not use them. Looking at some more upcoming games for the schedule, there is only six games remaining on the schedule for the Bobcats on the soccer team. Only four more games remaining on the home side. So make sure you come out this Friday, 7 p.m. We take on South Alabama right here at Bobcat Soccer Complex. Go in, get a quick lift in at the rec, and then head right over and watch the soccer team take on the South Alabama Jaguars. You know their initials are USA.
Yeah.
What kind of dust bunny school is that? Come on now.
And their colors are red, white, and blue, too.
It's like, come on here. Get out of here, USA. I mean, I'm all for America. Don't get me wrong, but
South Alabama is not necessarily the USA.
Right. Come on now. Change it a little bit. As the volleyball team took on UTA.
What a transition.
ULA over the weekend. University of Lafayette, Louisiana, as people of the Louisiana State know it. Your volleyball team, after starting, we were 5-7, and me and Kirk here were freaking out, have now rattled off, count them,
six
wins in a row.
All in conference.
All conference play. The Bobcats are now 11-7 on the season, 6-0 in conference play. That's tied for first place in the Sun Belt with University of Arkansas Little Rock. So, Kirk Jones, I ask you, going forward with this volleyball team, what are the expectations, and I guess what do you see going forward for the defending Sun Belt Conference champions?
Well, I was a little worried at first when I saw Appalachian State was
thirteen and one, 13-0. They had dropped only one set, but now they're 13-2.
And they lost to Louisiana Lafayette, who we beat, and then they lost to
We smoked them.
Yeah, 3-0. So. And then they lost to UALR, University of Arkansas, Little Rock, who were, I think, preseason expected to win. So, you know, I think we got these next two games. UTA was a tough game last week or a couple weeks ago when they barely beat him in five sets.
You were on the call for that, right?
Yeah, I was. I was at that game.
That
was a huge win, man. That was a huge win. That started the six-game winning streak. That was a good, solid win to see that team come back like that. It was really good to see. And then, I mean, Appalachian State, I think we can beat them. I think we could go, you know, I think we could win the next five games.
The next five games for the Bobcats are going to be on the road, University of Texas Arlington on Wednesday. And then right here this Friday, we host Appalachian State. And then Sunday, we host Louisiana Monroe, Georgia State, that's game four. And then right here, game five on the 19th. Will be at Strahan Coliseum, Arkansas State, on Sunday. Those are the next five games.
Yeah,
Arkansas State is not that good this year. Georgia State is not that good this year. University of Louisiana Monroe is subpar at best. Appalachian State's going to be the real big test. I think this will be the first time we've played them this season, too.
Yeah, they played, first time we played Appalachian State.
Ever. Same thing with soccer, and we beat them yesterday, too. Volleyball team, Alexander Sims has kind of been a little MIA going on later on in the season, but they're making it work. Looking at the statistics from the ULA game on Saturday, first set, 25-15, win for the Bobcats. Second set, 25-15, win for the Bobcats. Third and final set, 25-17. They gave up a total of 47 points compared to 75 points allowed by the Ragin' Cajuns.
Yeah, the good thing about this team is that the young players are stepping up. You know, it's like you said, Alexander Sims is not playing her best right now, but you know, Shelby Vashman, we think of her as being a...
She might be Sun Belt Conference Player of the Year.
She's only a sophomore. I look at always...
Like a senior.
I always see her as a senior, and she's, you know, she's playing like a senior, but she's really a sophomore. And then, you know, Jordan Cole has stepped up huge these past couple games.
Cole's huge.
And Lauren Kirch, Kirch is playing good. Sierra Smith, always solid. And, you know, Jordan Moore was, and Ali Gonzalez have played well with Caitlin Mahoney out with injury still. So
we got a word on when Mahoney will be back yet?
I haven't heard anything yet. I see her around camps and everything. She doesn't have the splint on her hand, and I'll see her at practice and at game on game days, and she's not wearing the splint anymore. So I would think that, you know, she's going to be back this season.
Looking at the statistic, your statistic leaders for the Bobcats, Shelby Vasmat leads the way with 210 kills, followed by the freshman sensation Lauren Kirch with 189, Kelsey Wayne and another big sophomore with 168, and then, of course, the sophomore from Westwood High School, Austin, Texas, Keeley Davis with 104, and then my girl Alex Sims to round it off with 98. A good-looking volleyball statistics schedule going up. We have UTA on Wednesday, Appalachian State on Friday, and then University of Louisiana Monroe on Sunday. So 3 games in 4 days, right? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So 5 days, excuse me. In these next 5 days, what do you predict the record to be?
I think we'll go 3-0.
I have to say 2-1. I think we have two tough back-to-back games against UT Arlington and then Troy. We have to go on the road, and I think they'll be ready for Arlington, but it'll be tough in that environment.
Yeah, I think so. I think that out of the three, the most likely game they might lose is UTA. They got to go there and then come back here and play Appalachian State at home. I think we can beat Appalachian State at home. We played really well at home this year. We had a couple tough losses to Baylor and North Texas, which are two great teams anyway. So I think we can go 3-0 because, you know, Arlington's still close. It's not like it's a huge drive. It's not like you're going to North Carolina or something like that. So I think they'll go 3-0. It's going to be a tough schedule, but this team has proved that they can handle a tough schedule this season.
The Bobcats on the road are 4-1 away. At home, they're 6-3, so very respectable records. They're 1-3 neutral sites. I think we're going to go 1-2 in these next. I think this is going to be a tough
really?
Score for us. I'm really worried about this UTA game.
Spell it out for me then.
Because I was out at the UTA game last time where we barely run. As a matter of fact, the game was over and the referee was like, no, hold on. That was not a game point for UTA. And they kept going and then the Bobcats won. I was filing out of the stadium because I thought the game was over. I saw Kirk taking the headset off and they had to redo it. I'm also worried about this Appalachian State team. They're coming in at something 15-2. That's a pretty outstanding record. The Bobcats 11-7, nothing to be ashamed of. Going to be a very tough test. And with that, we are going to make the gridiron switch to just that.
We're
going to
rush over
field.
To some football.
The football field. As my man Ryan Marcus was at the game, and Kirk Jones, were you at the game?
Yeah, well, I was there. I was in the
Take it
box.
Away. I wasn't there.
Well, I mean, first things first is, that, I mean, Terrence Franks, you mentioned that in the name drop. The guy is, I mean, literally was untouched on all three runs. I mean, he
really?
Was straight up the middle,
so
off
he
tackle.
Had three runs?
Three runs. He had 270-yard runs and 190-yard run.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so, and it was pretty much just straight ahead. I mean, he didn't make any moves, no cuts, no anything, just kind of falls.
Wheels,
yeah.
Son.
He was a sprinter in high school, and you could definitely tell as he high-stepped all the way to on the second 70-yard one. I mean, the guy is fast. He's got sprinter speed for sure.
Man, the Bobcats were up 21-0 at halftime, and y'all were thinking y'all were worried here?
Well, it was 21-3, I believe, and because they scored first. Idaho scored a field goal first.
You're correct.
And then the defense didn't necessarily play bad. They were just on the field for so long. You know, that Terrence Franks ran the ball for, I mean, it was two runs, back-to-back runs that were under 20 or 30 seconds, you know. So the defense had no resting time. The defense, I thought, played as good as it could have, you know. Coach Fran says it's hard to look at this game defensively. You kind of have to throw it out just because of the way they played offensively. I mean, the good thing is they got great pressure on the quarterback. Odiari had 4.5 sacks. Mager had 2 coming off the corner side, weak side. I mean, the defense played as good as it could have from the circumstances off looking at it from off the offensive standpoint.
But, I mean, it's the same story every single week, and this has led to us losing 2 weeks in a row, particularly against Illinois, is that the defense does kind of give up a lot of points at the end of games. And I understand the point you're making that Terrence Franks busts open a 95-yard run. Like, there's not much you can do about that. You have to get back on the field and play defense. But at the same time, you can't give up that many points. And we got gashed through the air, which has been the story all season.
And Linehan's a good quarterback, man. He is not bad. Scott Linehan's son, offensive coordinator, passing offensive coordinator for the Cowboys. I watched him. He's going to be a good quarterback. The Bobcats are going to be seeing a lot of him in the next couple of years. But Linehan, he played for a freshman, too. He played really well.
What do you have, 347 through the year?
Yeah.
Two TDs, though.
He threw two picks.
That's what I mean.
But, I mean, I thought he played better than Tyler Jones, honestly, and he still got the win. But
the numbers for the quarterbacks, 33 for 52, two interceptions for Matt Linehan of Idaho, 347 yards through the air, sacked 9 times. Count them, 9. Tyler Jones, 11 of 20, also 2 interceptions, a total of 76 yards, 1 touchdown. He also had a big touchdown run at the end of the game to seal the deal, and then, of course, 1 sack. Were they getting pressure on Tyler Jones and he was coughing the ball up?
Well, I think they played pretty good offensively, and of course, Terrence Franks was getting, I mean, they were running the ball. I mean, Idaho was ranked 123 and of 124 teams in rushing defense, so it's not like they were stout. They're not Alabama coming in here, so I just think they were just feeding Terrence Franks and Rob Lowe. You know, Rob Lowe got a few carries, not as many as Terrence, but I just definitely think the running game was the focal point of offensively.
And if it works, why are you going to stop doing that? Yeah. That's exactly the mindset that Coach Fran had. Take a little pressure off TJ, who's used to slinging it 40 times a game.
Bobcats ran it 37 times. The Idaho Vandals ran it 53 times for 229. Bobcats, 397 yards on the ground, 4 touchdowns. Of course, your nation's leading rusher in week 5 of college football is right here in San Marcos, Texas. Terrence Franks, 284 yards. You see him on campus. Give him a pat on the back for carrying the Bobcats this week. With the little time that we have left to talk about Bobcat sports, looking at the upcoming schedule, first time ever, the Bobcats will be, we've been on national television, but it's been on the little cupcake networks.
ESPN News.
We're on ESPN 2. I thought it was this Tuesday. It's next Tuesday, 7 p.m. against University of Louisiana Lafayette, ULALA, ESPN 2, kickoff at 7 p.m. You can get that game right here live on 89.9. Outcome of this game, boys.
You know, looking at it,
chance to be 4-2 here. A lot better than being 3-3.
I don't know if they can do it, man. I mean, the way they played at Idaho at the end, I know they kind of let them back in it, and that's kind of what they've been doing all year, is having a lead and kind of losing it. You know, Illinois, they were leading that game and kind of lost that one. I'm going to go with, even though Lafayette's, I think, 1-4, 2-3, I know they've lost at least 3 games. But I just think that they're not there yet. It's not there. I think it needs one more year of this offense. And I'm gonna say that Lafayette takes this one. But it's gonna be close. But Lafayette will take it.
I think Texas State is gonna take it. I think they'll be hyped on adrenaline to be on ESPN 2. I think they're gonna address those defensive miscues that they have been having the past couple weeks to let teams back into it. I mean, we saw it against Tulsa. We saw it against Illinois, like Kirk just said. But I think this team has enough talent, and like I said when we've been doing predictions all year, I think they're going 7-5, and I think this is another step in the right direction for the Bobcats.
The Bobcats are right there on top with a 3-2 record. No Bobcat team has lost in the Sun Belt Conference, and with that, we are going to take a break. But first, my man Marcus has the weather.
Well, the nice weekend of the weather has come and gone. It is hot out there today, folks. It is 84 degrees, feeling like 88 because of that 63% humidity. Today, the high is 91. It'll be a hot one out there. Wear some sunscreen if you're doing any outside activities. The low will drop to 72. It'll be nice, not as nice at this weekend, but we're heading to that fall weather. This weekend was definitely an indicator of that, and we'll be right back in just a moment.